good evening, good afternoon, good morning, whatever you're listening to. Welcome to Calm Down. We're just talking to you. My name is Tall Paul Douglas. I have someone else here, as always. What's your name, ma'am?
Keena Sadler. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me on Twitter. Look me up. Spinback, SPINBACK _ CAS, KAS. My initials.
That's on all platforms?
Yeah.
Word. And in the corner?
You have Marcus Christopher. You can find me on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. Calmdown _MC on your Instagram and Twitter. Marcus Christopher.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Thank you, sir. And of course, the Calm Down podcast. You can find that on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. We're there. Welcome. And of course, last but not least, our great producer.
Yeah, not that great. Not that great. But I'm getting there. I'm getting there. No. CT. Short. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Calm Down _CT.
Simple enough.
Thank you, CT and MC and KINA. But anyway, welcome to episode number 2. I hope you enjoyed episode number 1. This one's going to be even more fun. So we're going to lead off today with our great man in the corner, Mr. Marcus Christopher, the stay-at-home bachelor. Are you still a stay-at-home bachelor?
I will forever at heart and in spirit be stay-at-home bachelor.
Forever at heart. But episode 2, are you still a stay-at-home bachelor? Yes or no, for the people to know.
I stay at home.
He's not claiming it anymore.
I'm booed up, as the kids like to say. I was a bachelor for so long, and it's such a mindset and a stay at home bachelor that it's just kind of hard to let go of that moniker.
Although I'm
going on 5 years.
Isn't that
in
life?
A different circumstance,
yes,
in a different situation.
It's hard to let
going
go of
on
things.
5 years. I mean, 15, 16, 17, 18. I mean, God, just, woo. But okay. It's a joy and it's a pleasure.
Well, okay, so we're going to start with Mr. Christopher today. Basically, this episode 2 is a continuation of episode 1, and I can't wait to get to CT because, ooh-wee. But anyway, Mr. Christopher is going to start off today with a little tidbit on.
Well, we were talking about social media last week.
Of course.
And I think like we got into a point where we're talking about the different types of friends. You have your gym friends, your yoga friends, your church friends, your high school friends, your college friends, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And recently I was at a function, and a party that I've gone to for years, like the 6th or 7th year in a row I've gone to this party, and I noticed one of the ladies went there. I'm like, hey, what happened to blah, zay, blah? And the host was like, oh, no, we're not friends anymore. And I'm like, she was like your right hand. Like, what? Why aren't you friends anymore? But it wasn't appropriate for me to ask that. Feels, but I was just wondering.
Who's not friends?
Why didn't you ask?
The host of the party. Because I'm not really. I don't care.
Did it say you're not friends?
No, the young lady did.
No, they're not hurt. The host.
She was starving to give you info.
Right. She probably was starving to give. Yeah. But I didn't want to ask because, I can't be bothered to care. But.
But now you want to know.
I want to know. I want to know because they were excellent friends. Like, she was there preparing her for the party, and they would be getting it together and everything. So I was wondering, what has to happen? What has to go down for you to break up with your friend, so to speak? I mean, we know that if someone cheats on you in a romantic relationship, you more than likely chop, they're gone. But
so what? I'm confused. Were you unaware that you were not this person's friend anymore?
No, not me.
Okay.
The host of the party, her best friend, they're not friends anymore. Okay. I asked, hey, where is...
He noticed that the best friend was missing.
She wasn't there. And that's where it stemmed from.
Being messy.
Yeah, well, I didn't ask. I was like, oh, because it could have been a sore spot. So I'm like, but it just got me thinking about the concept of friendship, social media. I mean, what has to occur you break up basically as friends, and just your thoughts, everyone's thoughts.
Keena?
I don't fall out with friends. However, I do outgrow friends.
Okay.
And I outgrow people who really, okay. So any relationship in your life should bring something to your life. If they don't bring anything, I don't have any use for you. So I'll just like wean you away.
Be more specific. What should someone bring to you? Joy.
You should bring joy to me. You should bring positivity. You should motivate me. You should have some attributes that I aspire to have, or if I need to bounce something off of you about something I don't know, I can go to you. If you don't have any of that, I don't have any use for you. You don't motivate me. You're just there. Like, there's some people that are just, like, draining.
But you tend to communicate better than most, so that I could see you easily weaning that out, unlike others who will still
real quick. Like,
dwindle.
I'll just stop, like, hanging out with you. Then, you know, you don't get the hint with that, and you text me. Then I'll respond shortly. And, you know, then they go away.
So but you're out there a lot. Have you ever been to an event or something where you're just like, oh, I thought we were okay, and then you find out you're on some reality show and that person doesn't like you?
I don't fall out with people.
I don't know, because you handle yourself better than that. So, I'm Mr. Christopher, since this is his...
Well,
know,
I'm just wondering...
Has this happened to you, sir?
Has it? Where people, well, I've done it to a lot of people because if I have no use.
Well, what made you do it, though? What made you do it?
Well,
same
because
thing?
I believe in the concept of being an adult. So
exactly.
We don't need to have a come to Jesus moment. We don't need to have a falling out. We don't have to embarrass each other. If it's over, it's over. We're good. Mm-hmm. I'm cool.
But you cut more people off than you actually.
That is true. I do cut. I like to keep the grass cut short so you can see all the snakes. Amen. You just have to know who the snakes are. And so I try to keep a tight circle of true friends. Mm-hmm. You know, I have the associates and people who you know and you work with.
You
can
just go hang out with here.
Right. I can go have a little beverage with you or go to a restaurant. You know, some people I wouldn't even take. I do judge people like this. I can take you to an Applebee's, but I take Paul to Cheesecake Factory.
You have to have different levels of friends. You have to have, and sometimes you cannot intermingle friends.
You sure can't.
You cannot intermingle friends. Some of them, you just have to know this group is not going to work with this group. Or this one is going to embarrass this group, so you can't come here.
Some friends of mine are strictly dollar menu friends. You can't supersize. Yeah. You can't get a combo. Mm-hmm.
Now, these are people that are talking about this like they're in relationships. So, CT, you're married, right?
I am.
Okay, so how do you handle this?
I think like Kenya said, there's a lot of different criteria. But just like you said last week, you got your work friends. You do. When I was in law enforcement, so I had work friends, but they'd never been over to my house. Mm-hmm. So they were still work friends at work.
Yeah,
you know, we didn't talk when I was off. And then I got my homies, the folk I grew up with, those friends, mm-hmm. you know, and even though I'm not back home, we still communicate. And then you have, you know, you have different friends. And a lot of times you don't intermingle them because
mm-hmm.
then you have the ones that as someone married and Kenny, you're getting married, you know, you're going to have couple friends.
Right.
You know, y'all going to have game nights or whatever. Y'all go out, mm-hmm. you know, and then you might have a night out with your girls, and he might have a night out with his homeboys.
Right.
You know, but I think writing folk off, it take a lot to write. If I got to write you off and do it quick, we wasn't friends. We was just cool.
Right.
Yeah, I don't really have to write people off. Like, usually I'm a pretty good judge of who I'm going to keep around. Now, I might have friends that we get busy and we don't see each other as much as we normally would, or we don't get to hang out, but I don't really have to write people off. The last person I kind of had to, like, ditch was just stressful. She was stressful. My God. Like, one day she was like, you don't really make me feel like I'm your friend. Like, you don't ever tell me I'm your friend.
That's the wrong kind of relationship.
I'm your friend. Girl, bye. I ain't got time for that.
No, we're not doing that.
See,
I don't got time for that.
They go.
I have a best friend who has been my best friend since fifth grade. I literally have maybe one phone conversation with her a year. Mm-hmm. She lives all the way in California. I text her here and there. We are social media friends. I don't ever have to reassure her we're friends. You live here in the same city with me, and you want me to tell you that I'm your friend so you don't know I'm your friend.
Right.
Now, at this point, I don't have time for you. That's when you have to.
Right.
Okay, so we're going
to. You have to wean you away.
Let's segue from
the bottle.
From the friendships to relationships, because something recent that was in the news that Mr. CT and Kina obviously loved to discuss was a popular female rapper who mm-hmm. was married to another rapper.
Mm-hmm.
And you can say their names, Kina, because I know you're just dying to go on.
I'm not dying to
I know you're not dying to.
Well, Cardi and Offset.
Who? Yeah.
Cardi.
Marcus, do you know who they are? Because he's been on vacation and he's not really in tune with the hip-hop community.
I know I like it like that. That's about it.
Yeah.